This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Amazon Kindle's e-book store has grown from 600,000 books 6 years ago to 4 million now. For all 10 home games in the San Francisco 49ers' new Levi Stadium, they will be solar-powered. The DEA reports that of 3.9 million illegal outdoor plants eradicated nationwide in 2014, 62% grew in California. Polls indicate that Bernie Sanders now fares much better among less affluent whites than Mr. Obama did 8 years ago, suggesting he's attracting a group that traditionally supports more moderate establishment candidates, someone like Hillary Clinton. If confirmed in the voting, it would vindicate his hope of building a progressive coalition based more on class than the coalitions put together by liberal predecessors. A study by the Berkman Center for the Internet and Society at Harvard debunks the claims of the FBI that would be going dark if they were not allowed access to encrypted communications because of an abundance of new tech that allows them to track through other devices, from cars to toasters to cameras and toothbrushes. After years of protests by the Women of the Wall, who were not allowed access to the Western Wall in Jerusalem by Orthodox Jews, the government has created space for others. A report by Global Witness, a nonprofit activist organization pushing for stricter money laundering rules, caught several New York real estate lawyers giving advice on how clients could launder money to buy properties. Nevada has retroactively passed laws to increase charges on homeowners with rooftop solar and a blow to alternative energy. 6 million people eligible for Medicare under the expansion authorized by the Affordable Care Act continue not to be enrolled. The Zika virus has been named a global emergency. The declaration by the World Health Organization is a rare move that signals the seriousness of the outbreak and gives countries powerful new tools to fight it. With Puerto Rico's power authority $9 billion in debt and the Commonwealth owing $72 billion, free electricity from municipalities and others may end. The Chinese government has accused Azubao, an online finance company, of bilking investors for $7.6 billion, throwing a shadow over a lucrative area that the authorities say has been the scene of a growing number of frauds. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.